Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, at the on Monday, I alluded to the Biden administration and the Democrat Party in general fighting against charter schools, vouchers, anything that gives parents choice. And this is a particularly sad story. This is in Minnetonka, Minnesota. There is a charter school there called Lionsgate Academy, and it works especially with children who have autism, and that's a significant problem in this country. And the regular government run schools are just not equipped to handle and help kids with autism. And in fact, kids with autism oftentimes make it difficult for the other children to learn. And so the Lionsgate Academy was formed in 2008, and it had 61 students. Now it has 340 students on three different campuses. It has a waiting list of more than 200 families. And yet the Minnesota Democrats and the Biden administration are doing everything they can to force this school out of business. And it's a sad commentary, but it's not surprising. It's just like here in Davidson County, our school board votes against every charter school that's offered. And the state legislature set up another way for a charter school in Davidson County to be formed. And it just shows you how mean-spirited and selfish the teachers' unions are, because they don't care about the children. In fact, they don't even care about the classroom teachers. They care about the non-teaching bureaucrats and the hierarchy and the power that comes from collecting billions of dollars of dues every single year, billions of dollars of dues across the country. And so, unfortunately, the Democrat politicians they don't believe they have any choice but to do the bidding of the teachers' unions, and to the detriment of children. So there's a great irony in listening to Democrats talk about choice for women, but then when it comes to choice for the education of their own children, they absolutely want to tell the mothers to go stand in the corner and look at the wall. And it's a sad thing, but this story in the Wall Street Journal titled "Teachers Unions versus Children with Autism" from May 6th is worth a read by every one of our listeners.